My name is Jennifer, and this is the Brainy Travelier. There is a full-scale war being waged in the United States against alien invaders. You'll be surprised to know this war began many years ago in the 1900s. You may not even be aware there are aliens to fight against right here in our own backyards. And another shocking fact is that we not only invited those aliens here, but gave them a safe ride and cozy home. The alien that I'm talking about is the salt cedar, scientific name Tamarix chinensis. Though Tamarix chinensis may sound like some green little alien man with a big head and big eyes and keys to a UFO, the salt cedar is a species of plant that was introduced to the United States in the 1900s. The salt cedar is called an invasive species because, back in the day, we shipped this plant, which is originally from China and Korea, into the States to use the plant as a wind buffer, an erosion stopper, and just for pretties. We later came to find out that this plant does better in certain areas than the plants that are native to New Mexico, and often outcompete our own natural New Mexico plants. This means the salt cedar can thrive in areas that is hard for, say, cottonwoods to survive, eventually causing the cottonwoods, or other native species, to die out. Salt cedars get their name from their special adaptation, their superpower, which lets them beat other plants by sucking up extra salt from the ground, storing it in their leaves, which when they fall to the ground, deposit that salt onto the ground around them. Most plants don't do well with lots of salt in their soils, including most of New Mexico's native plants. This gives the salt cedar a competitive edge against other plants, like a runner with longer legs can outrace runners with shorter legs, or a baseball player who can hit the ball further can get their team more home runs. The plants who don't do well in salty soil are pushed out of the area by salt cedar that does well in salty soil. Cottonwoods are the trees that used to create dense forests near the Rio Grande River of New Mexico, the river that runs just west of the Rio Grande Nature Center you may be visiting today. Salt cedar has another leg up on cottonwoods because salt cedar has flowers all throughout the spring and summer season, blooming several times, which creates seeds, which lead to little baby salt cedars for nearly half the year. Cottonwoods, on the other hand, only flower once a season in early spring and have delicate seeds that only make baby cottonwoods, or seedlings, if they land in just the right kind of soil, moist. How do we know who's the alien here and who's the cottonwood? If you're at the Rio Grande Nature Center, look around you. The large trees with triangular leaves are cottonwoods. The salt cedar may be harder to find because the war against them has been fought long and hard near the center. The salt cedar can grow as either a tree or a bush, can get up to 15 feet tall, has long, wiry branches with itty-bitty scale-like leaves. In the summer and spring, the salt cedar could have tiny pink flowers along the ends of its branches. In the winter, it can easily be confused with the willow. The salt cedar appears red, feels bumpy when you run your fingers along the branch, and will have scaly leaf remnants along its base. Willows, red also, will have actual long, thin leaves around its base and have smooth branches. So what's the problem with having a super-powered, pretty, erosion and wind-stopping plant in our state? The problem is that our riparian areas, the areas near water sources, are having a hard enough time in our dry, drought-prone state, surviving without an alien bullying them out of their water, soil, and habitat. We knew salt cedar was a problem earlier on and decided it was time to call war against the plants that were rapidly taking over our riverbanks. We decided to come at the salt cedar with all we had. We attacked the plant with chainsaws, fires, and poison, but it's hard to know the future when you're attacking an unfamiliar alien. So what to do? Another alien was introduced in 2004 to attack the alien salt cedar. This alien is called the salt cedar beetle and eats away the leaves of the salt cedar. The effects of the beetle on native plants was thoroughly researched before the beetle was released, and research is still being done on the effects now that the fight is on. This could be a worthwhile fight, minimizing the salt cedar here in the States, but there are steps that need to be taken to ensure that only good comes of this beetle. There are certain birds, including the endangered southwestern flycatcher, that have actually come to quite enjoy the salt cedar, making it their homes during certain seasons. In order to be sure these birds are not homeless, we need to plant willows and other natural New Mexico plants in place of salt cedar before the beetle eats his way to a bare landscape. Take a walk around the bosque. Visit the Rio Grande Nature Center and answer your questions by chatting with any of the knowledgeable staff. To learn more about cottonwoods, the salt cedar beetle, the Rio Grande and the Bosque history, the Rio Grande Nature Center State Park, the Bosque bike trails, or the Southwestern Willow Flycatcher, check out our other podcasts. I'm Jennifer, and thanks for listening to The Brainy Travelier, New Mexico. As a poet, Alexander Smith once said, trees are our best antiques, so let's take care of them. Thanks, and I'll be talking to you soon.